Tantor Audio presents Toxic Charity, How Churches and Charities Hurt Those They Help, and How to Reverse It, by Robert D. Lupton, narrated by Patrick Lawler. Chapter 1. The Scandal. In the United States, there's a growing scandal that we both refuse to see and actively perpetuate. What Americans avoid facing is that while we are very generous in charitable giving, much of that money is either wasted or actually harms the people it is targeted to help. I don't say this casually or cavalierly. I have spent over 4 decades working in inner-city Atlanta and beyond trying to develop models of urban renewal that are effective and truly serve the poor. There is nothing that brings me more joy than seeing people transitioned out of poverty or neighborhoods change from being described as dangerous and blighted to being called thriving and even successful. I have worked with churches, government agencies, entrepreneurs, and armies of volunteers, and know from first-hand experience the many ways good intentions can translate into ineffective care or even harm. Almost 90% of American adults are involved personally or financially in the charity industry. Our entire society, from school children to corporate CEOs, from small churches to massive government agencies, upholds the wonderful value that helping others is a big part of the American character. Today, there's a compassion boom of people helping others, says Patrick Corvington, CEO of the Federal Corporation for National and Community Service. Unlike